This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Hi, I'm Corey Shapiro. Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. I hope if you're joining us for the first time, you know, we're going through our book, my book I wrote, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. And what we do is each season, we'll just go through each bite-sized idea. Each episode goes over that. And that is where we are. So if you want to start off in the beginning, just start off at the beginning of the year. The beginning of the year, we do this broad overview of the key points. And then we go through each idea. Bite-sized. And I want you to think of this podcast as a break from your divorce, or if you're thinking about divorce. And I want us to think about changing our mindset, focusing on being more creative, and really working on the inner game or the mental game. We're not dealing necessarily with the legal side. That's very particular to your jurisdiction, and that's what you have an attorney for. But I'm your divorce coach here. I'm coaching you through this process. In my day job, I am a divorce attorney in New York. But on this podcast, I will coach you, just like in my book, through what I think are really important areas to think about if you're going through, especially a difficult divorce. Okay, so let's get going. Now, if you think your post divorce life is going to be 10x better than now, and maybe it will be, but that might also be a fantasy. You know, it's the grass is not always greener. Now, if you're in this one of these terrible situations, these abusive situations, please get the help you need. But if you're just in what's called like a dead marriage, quote unquote, your post-divorce life might not be so much better than what you have now. It sort of reminds me of when people win the lottery and there is some euphoria in the beginning, but then they just get back to really the way they are. So meaning if you're just, you know, more of a negative type of a person, and I know you're probably not even going to accept that definition. What do you mean, me negative? Of course not. It's probably just going to be who you are. On the other hand, if you see things very positively, then you're probably just happy no matter what. And I think that's a big change, especially the more you get into a divorce. You have to make sure these issues that you're fighting for, because it could take years and so much time, so much money, so much aggravation is really meaningful. Not just a little, but super meaningful. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with today. And that tool is from chapter 2 in my book. It's called Staying Grounded. We also have a question about co-parenting with a difficult ex. Co-parenting doesn't seem like the right word with difficult. And we'll get into what would be the right word. But before we get into our episode, let's start with our weekly quote, which is the Goldilocks principle. Not even really a quote. It's a principle. You know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, in which a young girl named Goldilocks tastes three different bowls of porridge and finds she prefers porridge that is neither too hot nor too cold, but has just the right temperature. And I think that's where we're going in your divorce. If it's too hot, that's when you're overreaching, you know, taking these aggressive positions, maybe as a projection of your pain. Maybe you just have this super duper shark of an advocate, and the whole process is getting people back to somewhat reasonable. On the other hand, I have seen people leave a lot on the table just to move on, you know, just to move on. And what we're trying to get here is something that's sort of just right. That's what we're trying to get at. And let's think about the Goldilocks principle while we'll move into our coaching corners. And, you know, that's really just those two types of people, the people who want too much and the people who on one side of the equation, I want too much, and the people who are, they can have it. Too much aggravation. So that's the two types of people we're dealing with. And, you know, if you are the type of person that wants as much as you can get and you want to overreach and you want to hire that, you know, shark of an attorney, Well, listen, that is your decision. And if you don't have kids in common, then, you know, you could go to war if that's what you want. The system is not set up necessarily like other areas of the law where someone has a big W. It's not like a big W and a little L. Like you do in New York, we have what's called equitable distribution. It's not winner takes all. They didn't come up with winner takes all. It's equitable distribution. And the court's trying to achieve equity. So you could try to overreach, but it's tough. It's tough because of that idea that things are supposed to be sort of equitable. You also could have a problem leaving too much on the table. Now, listen, I'm all for leaving money on the table. If you have the means, the ability, leave money on the table. You know why? Because you're saving yourself so much aggravation, so much time, so much energy. But it may lead to financial devastation. And I'm not sure what your margins are, how close things are. But before you leave a lot on the table, you might want to speak to some financial advisor, might want to do a budget, want to make sure if this is the first time you're doing all these things, that you could actually survive, maybe even live comfortably. And put margin in there. You know, don't cut it too close. Don't cut it too close. For example, it's like going to the airport. You know, I love that rule, 2 hours before. I like to get there 3 hours before because I get so anxious I'm going to miss the plane. All right, so let's move to our question. And the question is, I find it hard to co-parent with my ex because he is a bully. Thoughts? Well, sorry you're dealing with a bully of an ex-spouse. And that's not the right word I would say is co-parenting. And we'll get into that 1 second. But first thing I want to tell you is a word that starts with B. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you probably know what I'm going to be saying, which is boundaries. You know, it's the antidote to a bully. You know, a bully is in your space, and it's difficult dealing with a bully. And you might be the type of person that doesn't like confrontation. You know, that's what I usually see. But I want you to think of boundaries and how you can get stronger boundaries. And there's a great book if you want to deep dive into this area. Dr. Cloud and Dr. Townsend wrote a book on boundaries, so you can check that out. But the point is, step one is, and this is just basic step one, but this is going to be a shift. We don't engage. It's a simple rule. We don't engage. So what does that mean? Well, when the bully comes after us, we don't have the last word. Oh, you like that last word? I love the last word. We all love the last word. We love exchanging, but we don't do that with a bully because we're playing the long game. And that toxic exchange, not helpful. And I want you to change that word. You know, I've been hinting at it. If you're parenting, it's not really co-parenting. That's going to be called parallel parenting. So if you are reading your boundaries and you still have a bully and you still can't manage it, here's what I would recommend. Maybe get a co-parenting if you have the resources, a coach, some mediator that's going to help you, like a parenting coordinator going to help you with this process. And try to bring it more from parallel parenting to co-parenting. And just very simple, parallel parenting is really, really don't, you know, exchange any words. And you just live different lives. So maybe in one house they're vegan and the other house, you know, they eat steak. You know, that's parallel parenting. Co-parenting, they try to keep everything sort of uniform with as much as they can agree to. And that in some things you have to agree to. And that's what a parenting coordinator can do. Because, you know, they may be the school, you know, I want the kid to go to this school. I want the kid to go to this school. That's what a parenting coordinator can help you with. I appreciate how difficult it is to deal with the bully. I also think there's a lot you can do with developing your boundaries. If you are dealing with someone like that, that can change that dynamics. And if you can't, then you hire a parenting coordinator, a PC, to really work this through. Before we end the episode, I'd like to share my thoughts on the three-part journey of a divorce. And the first part is what you're doing if you're listening to this podcast, is it's a transformational journey. And it's great. That's the hardest thing is to start. Start with, I need help. Maybe I can think differently. That's a start. And I really appreciate you doing that because I think that's the hardest step. The second step is you're going to grow. You're going to start to see things differently. And this takes time. And be kind to yourself. It's not going to be perfect. You're not going to read one book on better communication and be this perfect communicator. Even the person who wrote my favorite book on communication, Nonviolent Communication, Marshall Rosenberg, says it himself. He's not perfect. He still gets in fights with his spouse, or he used to. He's no longer here anymore. The point is you're going to grow, but you're not going to be perfect. But you're going to get better. And then the third thing, you really are going to get stronger. And you're really going to get pulled to a different life, to a new way of thinking, a new way of interacting. And when you do that, please send me some feedback because that gives me so much joy. That's the reason why I do this podcast. That's the reason why I practice divorce law, to help people get divorced without losing their mind. And you can send your feedback to feedback@gettingdivorced.org. Okay, this is Corey Shapiro saying goodbye. Remember, be creative, not reactive.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible. And unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.